Well, Rory, another addition to your squad today is Shane McAlenney. You know his caliber.
I know Shane well, but he's come off the back of a brilliant season with Finn Harps. I thought his performances, obviously against us, were good, but I've seen him a number of times against different opposition, and he always impressed. Defensively, he's matured, but he's still got that real quality in possession, building up from the back, and good recovery pace. So he's got a lot of attributes that we like here, and a centre back, and he adds real competition to that area. We Owen Toll and Cameron McJanet, obviously Kieran Coll can play in there as well. So we've good competition in that area of the pitch, and as he's really matured as a person over the last number of years as well. And I think with Owen 22, Cameron 23, then I felt we needed that experience to help them out as well.
Of course, that'll keep all the rest of them on their toes, knowing that there's another defender there, and he'll want that spot in that team.
Aye, it's very healthy. Nobody can take anything for granted. I think we have to have competition right throughout the team, and that's what good teams are built on. Competition's healthy, and we'll have competition in all areas of the pitch without the squad being overly big as well. We need versatile players, and I think that's what we're doing at the minute.
Of course, over the weekend, your team qualified for Europe with the help of St Pat's taking the cup. You must be able to remember that, Rory.
Aye, delighted. I can't remember the last time that fourth place didn't make Europe. It's been a long time, I think. And so as much as we were quite lucky the other day in terms of penalty shootout, but it would have been harsh, I feel, on this group of players if we hadn't made Europe, because their effort and their commitment to the club over the last number of months has been exceptional, and it's the least they deserve.
Coach, you've brought in 4, 5, 6 players at the minute. Do you feel now with Europe looming that you don't need to bring in any more?
We need, as I said, the squad can't be too big. We might bring in one more than we had initially planned for, but that would be it. So I can't see too many more, maybe a couple being added to the squad, and aye, let's see where we go, but we're excited and we're looking forward to the new season.
Of course, a departure from the Brandywell over the weekend, I think it came to shock to most people, Raf Cataro leaving. Your thoughts on Raf going?
Aye, it's disappointing. Raf is a hugely popular figure around the club. Players loved him and the staff loved him, and I obviously have a really good personal relationship with him, so he's a friend of mine as well, but these things happen in football, and he's a great lad, and we wish him all the best in the future.
He will be hard to replace, Roy.
Aye, of course. When good people leave the club, then it's hard. They'd be hard to replace, but we'll be okay. We'll have good staff here, and we'll kick on.
Thank you, Roy.